This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day in the world of politics. Why? Well, because for those people who are craving some other alternative besides Donald Trump or Joe Biden for the presidency of the United States, there's a big gathering taking place in New Hampshire. Where else? Site of the nation's first primary election. Of course, they have caucuses in Iowa. A big meeting of the group No Labels, where they are going to be hearing from John Huntsman, former governor of Utah, together with Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, who has been talked about as a third-party candidate for president. So is it likely that we will be in that situation where we are stuck with Trump and Biden? Two figures who are not terribly popular, but seem to have a lock on the nomination. NBC political reporter Jonathan Allen has reported on this entire campaign as it shaped up. More to the point, he reported on the last campaign, the one that was won by Joe Biden, and he has a book called Lucky about that. It was a number one bestseller. Jonathan, right now, when you look back at this period of time of July, right after the 4th of July of 2016, was it obvious at that point that the two candidates would be Trump and Biden?
I'm not entirely sure that if you look back at this point in the calendar that you would have concluded that necessarily, but that probably would have been the best odds you would have given, right? Biden had a better better poll standing than any of the other Democrats, one that he effectively never really gave up in terms of national polls. But, Biden was at a much lower percentage of the Democratic electorate back then than Trump is right now with the Republicans.
And what about this idea? George Will has a column today where he says, no, it's not going to be Biden for the Democrats, and it's not going to be Trump for the Republicans. Do you think he has a point?
I'm not going to pretend to be able to see into George Will's crystal ball or any other crystal balls. But I think that, I think that the most likely scenario is Biden versus Trump. With the caveat that a lot could happen between now and next November.
And again, it's George Will also does not believe that Ron DeSantis is going to be the one to knock Trump out of the position of leadership. Ron DeSantis had a story that broke Saturday night, a Saturday night massacre, firing roughly a dozen staffers in a campaign shakeup. Is that significant?
It is significant, and the reason that I think it's significant is what it says about, A, where the campaign stands just sort of politically. I think he needs to reassure his donors, needs to reassure his top supporters that he is on top of things at a time when his poll numbers have stalled out. If you look at the Real Clear Politics average of national polls right now, Trump's at 54%. DeSantis is at 20%. So I think he needed to do that. But the other thing that's really important here, Michael, is DeSantis raised a ton of money. He raised $20 million in 6 weeks. He burned through about 40% of it, burned through about $8 million. Another $3 million is earmarked for the general election, meaning can't use it in the primary. And about 70% of the money that he raised came from what we call max out donors, meaning donors who gave the legal limit already of what they can give, meaning that he can't go back and tap them again, which means if you're his campaign and you're looking at how do you run the operation for the next several months, you have to be really worried that you're running through money faster than you can bring it in. And so I think that that's got to be a concern for him, and I think it was a concern for him, and it's part of the reason they've trimmed the staff a little bit.
A lot of people are looking forward to the debates, which on the 23rd of August, which it is very possible President Trump will not attend. But assuming that he doesn't attend the debates, do you think that the sort of mini debates they had with the Family Leader Forum, where they had Tucker Carlson asking six different leading Republican candidates for president, not including Trump, do you think that moved the dial at all, or did people just seem to not care?
I think we're going to have to wait a little bit in Iowa to see whether that does move the dial. I think the DeSantis people were very pleased with his performance in that environment, certainly pleased with Tucker Carlson going after some of the other candidates. So take a deep breath and wait for some more Iowa polling to come out and to wait to see how DeSantis deploys his resources, particularly in that state. If you can pull off a win, a surprise win in Iowa, strange things can happen in campaigns. Not necessarily the winner of Iowa that will go on to become the nominee, but certainly one way you show momentum or one way you can cut against a narrative of losing at the national level is to start winning states. And, of course, Iowa doesn't vote until January of next year, so we've got some time to watch this develop.
Well, we do. One of the things that's developing tonight was the No Labels meeting up in St. Anselm's College in New Hampshire. There are so many pieces that are out there about how the Biden campaign is worried about a third-party candidate like a Joe Manchin with No Labels destroying his chances of winning re-election. First of all, do you think that he's right to be concerned? And second of all, is there anything the Democrats can do to head off that third-party threat?
I mean, Democrats should be more worried about Biden if he's not concerned about the threat of a third-party candidacy. They saw in 2016, Gary Johnson and Jill Stein and, other third-party candidates stripped votes out from the two parties, and that harmed Hillary Clinton in swing states. So even with a relatively small footprint of, say the Green Party, a candidate can cause a lot of distress. A third-party candidate caused a lot of distress for one of the main two parties. And I think with No Labels saying they're going to spend $70 million to get on the ballot, I mean, that's real money. So Biden should be worried. I think that he is worried. At least the people around him are worried, but it's not something they want to talk about. I think they're hoping it will just go away on its own.
Yeah, well, again, it looks like tonight should not go away. Did you see that Larry Hogan indicated he might support? He is an official of No Labels, and he said he might support their ticket, meaning he might be on their ticket.
I mean, we still don't know who those candidates are going to be, and it doesn't surprise me that Hogan would be somebody who would be in the mix for that. He was a very popular Republican governor of Maryland. It wouldn't shock me if he ended up on that ticket, or Joe Manchin from West Virginia did, or John Huntsman, the former Republican governor of Utah. There's a handful of people. The question, I think, is, will any of them get traction? And you can expect that they're going to be fought, by the Democrats in terms of trying to get ballot access and things like that as No Labels tries to get up and running. I guess I hate to say this again, Michael, but I sort of feel like we're in a wait and see. Is the No Labels thing something that actually develops or not?
Right. And we are indeed, because that's who would have predicted, again, that we would have had 19% of the vote going to Ross Perot. Now, of course, earlier in the campaign, and that was after he had come in, he had dropped out. This is a complicated situation, and we will give you more perspectives on that. And Ron DeSantis making a very big pitch to the pro-Israel vote. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael Medved.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, an organization that I have spoken for several times, called Christians United for Israel, just had its 18th annual policy conference yesterday. And the star speaker for that conference was Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. And there were only two other Republican candidates for president who were invited to speak there, to the group founded by Pastor John Hagee. Who were they? What does it mean? Why was President Trump not invited? We will get to that. But first of all, another very different kind of gathering was held in Chicago over the weekend. And one of the Democratic leaders of the House, the leader of the Progressive Caucus, Pramila Jayapal from downtown Seattle, made a statement that Israel was, in fact, a racist state. And what happened was there was a panel discussion going on, and then the panel was interrupted by some very angry pro-Palestinian demonstrators. And it sounded like this. This is clip 8.
Hey guys, can I say something? Can I say something as somebody that's been in the streets and has participated in a lot of demonstrations? I think I want you to know that we have been fighting to make it clear that Israel is a racist state, that the Palestinian people deserve self-determination and autonomy, that the dream of a two-state solution is slipping away from us, that it does not even feel possible. And I want you to know that while you may have arguments with whether or not some of us on stage are fighting hard enough, I do want you to know that there is an organized opposition on the other side, and it isn't the people that are on the stage.
Okay, that was Pramila Jayapal, member of Congress, part of the one of the leaders and one of the most outspoken people in the Progressive Caucus, also associated with the Squad, with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And the statement that Israel is a racist state in a country which is it's virtually the only country in the Middle East where Arabs vote and are free to vote and participate in elections, which are frequent and often very raucous and controversial, but in which there are Arab members of the parliament, Arab members of the Supreme Court, Arab directors of scientific study at the major universities. And the idea that Israel is a racist state, when, according to the very Declaration of Independence of the State of Israel from May of 1948, the basic rights that are provided to all Israeli citizens are provided to Israeli citizens regardless of their ethnic or their religious background. And the idea that that Israel is a racist state, well, this immediately brought about a negative reaction from the Democrats who lead the House of Representatives. Hakeem Jeffries, for instance, the House Democratic leadership put out a statement saying, concerning Jayapal's comments, though they didn't name her, Israel is not a racist state. As a Jewish and democratic nation, Israel was founded 75 years ago on the principle of complete equality of social and political rights for all of its citizens, irrespective of religion, race, or sex, as codified in its Declaration of Independence. And that was signed by Hakeem Jeffries and the three members of his top leadership team. And they did add, there are individual members of the current Israeli governing coalition with whom we strongly disagree, just as we often disagree with U.S. House Republican lawmakers. Okay, then Jayapal herself, having been sort of spanked by her party's own leadership, came out with something of a backtracking statement. She said, "Words do matter, and so it is important that I clarify my statement. I do not believe the idea of Israel as a nation is racist. I do, however, believe that that Prime Minister Netanyahu's extreme right-wing government has engaged in discriminatory and outright racist policies, and that there are extreme racists driving that policy within the leadership of the current government." That current government, I believe, has only been in power a little bit more than 1 year. She went on to say that there were extreme racists driving that policy. She may be referring to Prime Minister Netanyahu or not. It could be Minister Smotrich or Ben-Gvir. They're controversial people in the government. There's no question about it. Bibi, the Prime Minister, just got out of the hospital. He was hospitalized for dehydration. He was up by the Sea of Galilee recently, and he apparently did not have enough to drink. I say as I'm reaching for my cup of water. Hold on. I can't really deliver that without having a sip of water. You'll pardon me. But the idea that there is even a debate on whether it's acceptable to say that Israel is a racist state. In other words, if Israel is a racist state, what about the rights of Jewish people, or for that matter, Christian people, to exercise full rights and full religious rights in Arab states? In other words, no one is talking seriously about moving Palestinian Arabs out of the Jewish state of Israel. But one of the insistent points that the Palestinians make, and they still do this again and again and again, is that if there will be a two-state solution and there's going to be a Palestinian state, an Arab state of Palestine, then they want all of the Jewish residents of that part of the land to move. Very different perspective. Ron DeSantis on these issues coming up.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'll be right back. USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pledging his unwavering support for Israel at the Christians United for Israel Summit in Arlington, Virginia. He criticized the Biden administration's handling of the Israel relationship.
You only care about applying disfavored treatment to the state of Israel? That is anti-Semitism, and that is wrong.
Biden has not invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House since taking office in Israel last year. Millions in the U.S. are dealing with extreme heat and smoke pollution from Canada. The National Weather Service's triple-digit temperatures could last through the middle of the week. Meanwhile, smoke from Canadian wildfires is once again heading south into the U.S. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is revealing a list of Supreme Court appointments if elected president. The list of candidates include Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Utah Senator Mike Lee. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned that Ron DeSantis, who has always been an outspoken supporter of the State of Israel, and of course, as governor of Florida, he lives in a state with one of the highest percentages of Jewish population of any state. But still, when he's speaking to Christians United for Israel, he's speaking to predominantly evangelical Christians, the same kind of people who have determined the outcome of the Iowa caucuses for years and years and years. One of the things I was just reading about was President Reagan. When he was running for president, he was clearly the front runner in 1980. He had run for the nomination against Gerald Ford, had come very, very close. He'd been a two-term governor of California, and he was Ronald Reagan. And he decided not to participate in the first scheduled debates, and he ended up losing the Iowa caucuses. He did. He lost to George W. Bush. George H.W. Bush, the older President Bush, of course, who then later became his vice president. Reagan took the command back because he did debate in New Hampshire, and he won the New Hampshire primary. In any event, Ron DeSantis came to Washington and had a very, very different line on America and Israel, this particularly at a time when the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, is coming to speak to a joint session of Congress this week. DeSantis said this to a very enthusiastic crowd on his behalf at the Christians United for Israel. This is clip 19.
Today, 75 years later, Israel has weathered repeated attempts at annihilation. It has had to face enormous security threats, and yet it stands strong as a beacon of freedom and a home to amazing achievements and advancements, the likes of which other countries cannot match. We should all thank God for these 75 years.
And then he also spoke harshly about President Biden and his outspoken interference with what DeSantis considers to be Israeli domestic affairs, like the judicial reforms that are very controversial within Israel. DeSantis said this about President Biden. This is clip 17.
So now we have a lot on our plate for the road ahead. And I think we're in dire need of repairing the U.S.-Israel relationship. What this Biden administration has done, I think, has been disgraceful. The way they treat a strong ally like Prime Minister Netanyahu has been disgraceful. What they're trying to do to shoehorn Israel into bad policies has been disgraceful. You have different things that go on in Israel, like with this judicial reform. Biden needs to butt out of that and let Israel govern itself. I can tell you this as president, I will welcome Prime Minister Netanyahu to come visit the White House. And we will welcome being able to go to Israel to have bilateral meetings.
Okay, the idea that he wants to be more unequivocal, the way that President Trump certainly was, in terms of aligning himself and allying himself with Israel is one thing. I think that most Israelis, and certainly most Israelis who are politically anywhere between the center and the very extreme right, would disagree with the use of terms like disgraceful or shameful. Or the Biden administration has not been as pro-Israel by any means as the Trump administration. But to say that that Biden has been a real problem for the state of Israel in the same way that Barack Obama was, or the same way that Jimmy Carter was, and that's after he had put together the Sinai Accords. But in any event, the idea that Israel should not become a partisan issue, that's something that most Israeli leaders, including very much my brother, would tell you is tremendously important. It is tremendously important that you have the response of people like Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader of the House, when someone like Pramila Jayapal blurts out that she considers Israel to be a racist state. It's important that the majority of Democrats don't endorse that idea. Then DeSantis said this about the United Nations, which is not a popular organization among Israelis or among American supporters of the state of Israel. This is clip 18.
January 20th, 2025. With respect to our relationship with the United Nations, there will be a new sheriff in town. We are not providing tax dollars to United Nations entities that are targeting Israel. We reject things like the Human Rights Council that brings in all these really bad regimes and they just attack Israel. We reject things like UNESCO that doesn't even recognize the connection of the Jewish people to places like Jerusalem. Are you kidding me? So this shamefully targets Israel and it promotes anti-Semitism. It is wrong and it will come to an end in January 20th, 2025.
Okay. There was also, while all of this is going on, there's somebody else who years ago got in all sorts of trouble for making anti-Semitic remarks in the back of a plane, actually. He was talking to a reporter. He didn't know that he was on the record. Jesse Jackson, when he was running for president, he said he was heading to New York to collect some money for his campaign. And he says, yeah, I'm going to Jaime Town to talk to Jaime. And he had to apologize greatly for that. He was honored and emotionally honored by the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, in Chicago, upon the occasion of him resigning, giving up his leadership of the National Rainbow Coalition Operation PUSH. Listen to Kamala Harris.
And early on, just think about it. Early on, he even had the audacity to name this coalition the National Rainbow Coalition. Think about that. He defined the rainbow. He was one of the first to define the rainbow.
Okay, Jesse Jackson never intended to call it the Rainbow Coalition as a symbolism of gay rights, which is extraordinarily weird that she would try to suggest that, well, he defined the rainbow. I think, didn't God do that with Noah in the book of Genesis? There was also something else that Kamala Harris said, which may have been just an effort to misspeak. She was speaking at Coppin State University in Baltimore, Maryland, on the need to build a clean energy economy. And she said something very clearly that you will hear, which we'll play for you in just a moment as we come back. She said something that is just outrageous. And again, every time Kamala Harris has a big public statement, but this public statement comes across a new scapegoat, brand new scapegoat for climate change. And who's responsible? Well, you are. Why? Well, you'll hear in just a moment with Kamala Harris coming up.
Now, what am I trying to say?
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
That's Kamala Harris, and almost every day there's some kind of embarrassment. But here, what's fascinating is there's a very big difference between the recording, the tape of her speech at Compton State University in Baltimore on the need to build a clean energy economy. This, of course, one of her favorite topics. But the transcript of her remarks uses a different word than what she actually said. What she actually said, which is horrific, is this. Listen, 6.5.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Okay, you want to hear that again? She said reduce population. And in her transcript of her remarks, it showed the word when we reduce pollution. Because the idea of reducing population is just not popular in this country. I know there are some people who believe, oh gosh, we'd be terrific if we weren't 330 million Americans, if we were only 100 million or 10 million, because people are the problem. But this is what she said, which makes no sense at all, because there's no way that that using electric cars actually reduces the population, unless you believe that cars, the main purpose is to make out in, and well, never mind. This is, again, what the Vice President of the United States had to say.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Well, how can more of our children do all those things if we don't have more children? That's really
quite extraordinary. Al Gore at the Games for Change Festival in New York City, and this is back in 2011, years ago, and good for Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, remembering this. I'd forgotten it entirely. Al Gore said the following. He said, we don't have the actual audio, do we? We just have the text. Yeah, Al Gore said, you have to educate girls and empower women. And that's the most powerful leveraging factor. And when that happens, then the population begins to stabilize. And societies begin to make better choices and more balanced choices. The whole idea that the way you get a better environment is to have a reduction in population has not been proven anywhere around the world. The whole idea of the population bomb, which was supposed to bring so much starvation and misery, as Bjørn Lomborg was making clear, very clear, and should be clear to everybody, a little bit earlier on this show, the progress that humanity has made over the last 25, 50 years has been remarkable. And then there's another misstatement, and it's very weird. It's by the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. And his name is Keith Ellison. He was the first, I believe, the first practicing Muslim member of the House of Representatives. But he was doing an interview with the Michigan Chronicle, and he made a point of attacking Clarence Thomas by comparing him to a character in a movie. This is clip 15.
Well, Clarence Thomas, anybody who's watched the movie Django, just watch Steven and you see Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas has decided that his best personal interest is siding with the powerful and the special interests. And regardless as to who they're going to hurt, he's like, I'm looking out for me, and I don't care nothing about you. But I'm on the Supreme Court, so it's my job to look out for you. So he's abdicating his responsibility. He has abdicated it a long time ago. When he got in office, he was this way. He's this way now. Maybe he's worse now. So Clarence Thomas needs to be impeached. Clarence Thomas is illegitimate and has no basis in the job that he's in. And it's a lesson to us as African Americans. Mm. What is the lesson? We all thought, well, he's a black man raised in the Deep South. He knows what racism, segregation is. He knows what affirmative action is. He's going to come around one day. Understand that it's not a matter of pigment. It's not what's on your skin. It's what's in your mind.
Okay. And anyone really want to say that Ralph Ellison, with his reference to the Quentin Tarantino film Django Unchained, honest to goodness, by the way, I think Django Unchained was a wildly overrated movie. But the part that he's talking about, Stephen, is played by Samuel L. Jackson. And he is what is called the House N-word. And he is a house slave who is deeply loyal to his master. And his master is played by Leo DiCaprio. So... And the idea that Clarence Thomas, who has struggled, he wasn't favored somehow by some master above who has allowed him to live in the big house. He worked up from shacks and from true poverty and from true oppression, and he did it through his own brilliance and his own character. And the idea that you would attack someone like Clarence Thomas in that regard is a shame. Speaking of a shame, over the July 4th weekend, there was a big national convention of the National Education Association conference in Orlando, Florida. And Rebecca Pringle, who is a president of the National Education Association, became emotional. Listen to clip 10.
I can hear Chief Seattle crying out to us, urging us to remember, when you know who you are, when your mission is clear, and you burn with the inner fire of an unbreakable will, no cold can touch your heart. No deluge can dampen your purpose. NEA, you are the stars in the darkness. Your light will not be dimmed. Your purpose will drive you in a righteous fight for freedom, because you know who you are.
By the way, Chief Seattle never said those things, but Rebecca Pringle did, and she actually went on. There's more of the same. Listen.
Our mission is clear. We will advocate for the rights of education professionals, and we will change this world for our students with that inner fire burning. We will never bend. We will never be broken, because we are the NEA, and we will always, always do what we must to be worthy of our students. Thank you, NEA, for all you do every day for our babies and for our colleagues and for your state and for this country. Onward, NEA! Onward!
But I'm not satisfied. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Bringing back Al Gore a little bit. Is there any wonder why, I mean, a number of people have talked about the fact that Americans really do have a problem right now, and it's not so much seeing yourself as righteous and doing the great will of Chief Seattle. Chief Seattle, by the way, was notable because as the chief of the Duwamish, he was the one local Indian leader who welcomed what they called the Bostons, which was the people who actually had traveled by boat to get there and to establish this city in 1851. But leave that aside. The difficulty we have right now in this country is viewing the other side as the enemy, as evil people who have no good intentions at all. And this idea that we just heard from Rebecca Pringle, we deserve better. We can do better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.